attention, here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music, delivered to you by the stars you want to hear, in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now all hands prepare for action. And there'll be plenty of just that aboard the good ship Mail Call, because we have a galaxy of stars gathered here to give you the tops in entertainment. And here to skipper us through the waters of music and fun is your four-star captain, beautiful Cassie Down.
Thank you, and hello everybody, everywhere. Welcome aboard. It's time for you to set aside your thoughts and paint favorites, to cheer up and work of all sorts, and get ready for 30 minutes of holiday routine. Our ship is bustling with activity as our stars make ready to take the wheel. And here to top things off is a guy that goes wonders for the star. That great stylist, Kay Starr.
Ever honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. My honey's got the rose.
Thank you. starts to talk first. What's she gonna do? Suppose you can't share such a mixture like cherries or roses or berries. What's she gonna do? Suppose he had his berries that he's sweeter and cream, and he's gotta have cream or jam. What's she gonna do when he talks that way? Miss Ross? I think the girl who can't say no, I can't seem to say it at all. I hate to see her point of goal when he is paying a call. So the while I ask me for a kitten on the velveteen said, then I think of that old golden rule. And do for him what he would do for me. My favorite is Romeo in a sombrero and cap. As soon as I sit on the lap, something inside of me snaps. I can't say no. My favorite food. With or without the mistletoe, I'm in a holiday mood. Other girls ask me and how she can, but other girls ain't having any fun. Every time I lose a best friend, I get a funny feeling that I won. So I can feel the undertow. I never make a then when I want a place, I can't say no.
Oh, Celeste, that was great. Stay close by because we want to hear another of your great songs. And now, fellows, I'd like to introduce the fellow that's going to introduce the fellow that's going to... Oh, no, let's stop there. Here's Robert Young.
Every century or so, civilization produces a great musical genius. The 19th century gave forth the matchless European violin virtuoso, Isaiah. But we in the 20th century are more fortunate, for we have been gifted with a number of musical geniuses whose names will live forever. There's Yasha Heifetz, the incredibly nimble-fingered violinist. Gregor Piatigorsky, the eminently successful cellist. I knew I'd get it. You've heard of Tchaikovsky, Berkeley, Rimsky-Korsakov.
Bob, that sounds like the Notre Dame football game.
None other than Chico Marx.
Hey, Dave, I'd like to play something, but you got someone going to help me a little bit. What do you got?
I've got a nice violin player. Lewis.
Lewis? Oh, where's the Lewis? Hello.
How do you do, Lou? You know Gypsy Love Song?
Gypsy Love Song. I know the chorus.
You know the chorus, eh?
And you might know it.
I know the chorus, Eagle.
Well, if I played the verse, maybe you could follow it, eh?
Well, you play the verse and I'll noodle.
You want to noodle around?
I'll noodle around.
What do you mean by noodling? Everybody?
Well, I don't know how to explain it.
That's fine. You noodle on that and I'll You noodle on that thing and I'll macaroni on this thing.
one too much.
That's very good, though. Now we try the chorus. But the chorus we're going to play pianissimo. You know pianissimo, eh?
Pianissimo.
You don't know what pianissimo is? How long have you studied music? 15. You know, 2 more years, you could have been a plumber. 15 years. All right, I tell you what we do. We make it very simple. We play at Allegro Pizzicato.
Allegro Pizzicato.
You know Allegro Pizzicato. You know any of the Pizzicatos? You must have been with Spike Jones or something. All right, do you know what pistachio is?
Pistachio, I know.
Oh, well, we play pistachio.
Many of you men overseas have tuned in your radio to hear the thrilling dramas on Suspense. One of the highlights in the series has been the unforgettable performance of Agnes Moorehead in Sorry, Wrong Number. Here at home, the response of both critics and public was so enthusiastic that Miss Moorehead was called upon to repeat the playlist several times. On each occasion, she gave a stirring, vivid portrayal as a neurotic woman who hears a murder being plotted over cross telephone wires and finally learns that the intended victim of the murder is herself. Miss Moorehead's characterization is truly an incomparable study in terror. Tonight we hope to bring you this great radio drama, Sorry, Wrong Number. Miss Agnes Moorehead, unfortunately, was unable to be with us. So we secured the services of another personality with the same dynamic appeal. None other than Jack Benny. I'll take you to Mr. Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack sitting anxiously by the telephone waiting. Nerves shattered. Another victim of suspense.
Here's busy, busy, busy. It can't be busy all this time. Operator, operator. Quiet, Polly. Operator, operator.
I'm sorry that line is busy.
Listen, operator, I've been trying to get that number for the last 20 minutes. It's a big advertising agency. They have a switchboard.
I'm sorry the line is busy.
Can't be busy. I've been reading that number since 25 after 11. Do you know what time it is now?
For the correct time dial, Ulrich has 900.
Operator, I know what time it is. It's a 11:45. Polly, quiet. Listen, operator. I'm a subscriber. I pay my bills every month, and since I've been on this phone, I've had nothing but trouble.
Trouble? One moment, please. I will connect you.
Repair department.
That's not my trouble. What do I have to do to get Hillside 7593?
Just call the operator.
Oh, my goodness. Why can't I? Operator. Operator.
Number, please.
Look, operator. I want Hillside 7593.
You may dial that number correct.
I did dial the number. I keep getting a busy signal. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Look, operator. I'm Jack Benny. I have a radio program. My option comes up at 12 o'clock tonight. If I don't hear from my sponsor, Mr. Jones, in 15 minutes, I'll be out of a job. He's the advertising manager. I'm trying to get him on the phone, and I can't get the number.
I will connect you with information.
Operator, don't you understand? I don't want information. All
right.
Look, I don't want it. I want Sevenside Hill, 593. I mean Hillside, 7593.
You may dial that number direct.
I try to direct. Indirect is spelled backwards. Now, what do I have to do to get Hillside, 7593?
You may
dial
that
number direct. Oh, gosh. I don't know what to do. It's driving me mad. It's getting later, later. It's 11:50 now. Your watch is slow. Well, I'll try. Whoop! There it is. It's my sponsor. He called me. He's calling me. Hello? Hello?
Mr. Benny?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's 50 words or less, isn't it?
The contest is over. Fine time to ask about my contest. If my sponsor doesn't call me pretty soon, I'll go nuts. I still have 8 minutes. I got to reach Mr. Jones by 12 o'clock. Polly, quiet. Here's a cracker. And eat it slowly. It might be your last. Well, I'll try that number again. It can't be still busy. I know it can't. I'm sure there must be something wrong with it.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Is that you, Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones, that's my sponsor. Mr. Jones, this is me, Jack Benny.
Hello, George?
They can't hear me. The wire's Mr. Cross.
Yes, George. I've thought the matter over thoroughly, and I've decided to let him go.
I see. Well, it's going to be quite a shock to him. He's been with us a long time.
Well, George, he's had it coming. His work has fallen off so badly, it isn't funny anymore.
Yikes! What about me? Mrs. Jones, operate.
Well, Mr. Jones, don't you think you ought to warn him and give him another chance? It might be difficult to replace him.
That's right. Tell him, George. Tell him. Nice boy, George. Nice boy. Tell him.
No, no, George. I've made up my mind. I think we should look for a younger man.
Younger? Why, I'm only 37.
37. 37. 37. 37. 75.
74, you dope. Can't you count?
No, you don't think warning him would do any good, eh, Mr. Jones?
No, no, he's had his chance.
Mr. Jones, please, don't have a small idea. Warn him. Give me another chance. I might be just a little late.
All right, Mr. Jones, I'll let him.
I can cut off. Operator! Operator! Operator!
Number three.
Operator, I want your side, 7953. Will you please get it for me?
You may dial that number correct.
But I've been driving all morning. My fingers are so swollen, they don't fit into the hole. Thank you, thank you. 25 minutes ago, I can only talk to Mr. Jones. I can just plead with him, beg with him, beg him like I did last year. Maybe I could talk him into giving me another...
Father, that time is busy.
Busy, busy, busy. What am I going to do? I got to think fast. Polly, shut up! This is serious. You may have to go to work. 11:54. Wait a minute, I know. I'll call my agent. That's it, my agent. Why am I paying him 9%? I'll try and get him... That might be Mr. Jones. Oh, hello?
Hello, is that you, Edna?
Edna?
This is Johnny McGuire. I just got back from the South Pacific. I haven't seen a woman in 3 years. You're the first one I called.
Look, you must have the wrong number.
Oh, don't give me that, Edna. I recognize your voice right away.
Look, but
Now, what do you say, Edna? Let you and me step out tonight. I'll buy you a nice big dinner.
Look, I'm telling you, you have the wrong... dinner? No, what am I thinking of? He'd only want to... I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. I wish I wasn't. At least then I'd know him. Oh, my goodness, only he looks at 12. No time to call my agent now. I've got to get Mr. Jones. Maybe he hasn't signed anybody else yet. I'll tell him I'll do anything he asks. And I'll let him cut my salary. This year I'll forget it myself. So I'm clear, it's not busy. I still have time.
This is your side, 7593.
Get me Mr. Jones, quick. Get that.
Mr. Jones is busy on another line. Would you call back?
No, I'll hold on. Oh, hurry, Mr. Jones, hurry. You haven't got much time. I haven't got much time. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Is that you, Mr. Jones? Oh, it's you, Polly. Shut your big mouth.
Hello? What's that?
Mr. Jones, I wasn't talking to you, Mr. Jones. It wasn't your big mouth, it was my parrot. This is Jack Benny.
Oh, well, Jack, I'm glad you called. I want to tell
you... Mr. Jones, please, before you say anything, listen. You gotta listen. I know I've been out of here a long time, but I'm not through yet. Honest, I'm not. There's still a few good years left of me. I want you to have...
But, Jack...
L-I-S-M-F-T! L-I-S-M-F-T!
But, Jack...
I know I've been... Everybody would see, Mr. Jones. You
always
used to write to me. You're wise, smart, intelligent, kind. That's it,
kind.
You're so... You took kind to cast me aside like an old shoe. Give me another chance. Please,
Mr. Jones. Don't
drop my option.
Why, Jack, what are you crying about? There's no intention of letting you go.
Out of it, Mr. Jones.
You're
only
going to... Well? You mean you're going to
pick up my option?
Why, certainly. I've been trying to call you all morning. Your phone's been busy.
My phone? Busy? Oh.
Tell me, Jack, whatever gave you the idea we wouldn't pick up your offer?
Well, Mr. Jones, I called you a few minutes ago, and the wires got crossed. I heard you talking to a man named George.
George? Oh, yes. He's my office manager.
Well, I overheard you telling him to let somebody go. You wanted a younger man.
Oh, I remember, certainly. I discharged him this morning. It was the janitor.
The janitor?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, it's the janitor. Joke certainly on me. Yes. Well, Mr. Jones, if the man wasn't doing his work, what else could you do? It's not your fault for managing business. There's no place for sentiment in business, Mr. Jones. That's what I like about you, Mr. Jones. You don't let your heart rule your head. That janitor got what was coming to him. I don't believe in a man whining and trying to hang on to a job when he's not wanted. I agree with you. The man's hands in the liver, let him go. Get rid of him, I say. Fire him!
Thank you, Agnes Moorhead.
Hi, sir.
Yes, sir. And your cast is splendid performance.
And thank you again, Robert Young, for a swell job of emceeing while I was down below having a cup of joe. Right now, I think it's time for another song from Celeste Holmes. How about it, Celeste?
Okay. What's the use of wondering, or is it you who's busting out all over?
Play something, Major. Are you captain? June is busting out all over. Busting out all over the stop.
planes are busting out with that. Lover found my brother Junior and my sister's even lonelier, and my mind's getting kidney with Pat. Junior's busting out all over. I'm sleeping anymore. All the rams that chase the Yuki are determined they'll be nuisance, and the Yuki fire is even deep and far. Because it's June, just because it's
wonderful. Thanks a million, Celeste. And now, fellas, I see that it's time for us to be heading home. We'll have to secure the good mail call until next week. But then it will be another cruise across the waters of music and fun. This is your skipper, Kathy Downs, reminding you to keep riding and saying so long for a while and smooth sailing.
And so another mail call is secured. Signatures on tonight's log include Kay Starr, Celeste Holmes, Robert Young, Eco March, Jack Denny, and of course, your beautiful skipper, Kathy Dunn. And remember, another mail call will be coming your way next time you hear... Roger Rooney speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.